If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Friday, December 27th. We're talking about a winter storm heading east this weekend, a recall affecting items at popular grocery stores, and one of the guys who started Uber 10 years ago leaves it all behind. Plus surveillance airplanes, space cookies, and what to do with your Christmas tree now. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A winter storm is expected to hit parts of the U.S. through the weekend, just as many holiday travelers try to get back home. The storm is moving from the west to the east, and ABC News says snow, flood, and wind alerts are already posted in at least five states. Let's start in the west, where torrential rainfall and snow is expected again today in Southern California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Already on Christmas night, I-5 was shut down in the mountains north of Los Angeles because of heavy snow, basically bringing traffic to a standstill. That storm is on its way out of the west, though, and will move east over the weekend. USA Today reports parts of Nebraska, Minnesota, and the Dakotas are now bracing for blizzard conditions by tomorrow, while the Southern Rockies are expected to get up to a foot of snow. By Sunday, forecasters think the storm will be in the east. Meanwhile, there's devastation in the central Philippines from a strong typhoon that hit on Christmas Day. Sadly, at least 28 people are reported dead and more are missing, and thousands traveling for the holiday were stranded at airports or seaports as flights and ferries were canceled. Some developing news from overnight. A plane carrying nearly 100 people crashed shortly after takeoff in Kazakhstan. The BBC reports at least 14 people died and dozens went to the hospital. The local airline is called Beck Air, and it's not clear yet why the plane crashed. It's still under investigation, but for now, all flights by that airline have been suspended. A big boost for Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. The country just held a primary race, and ABC News reports Netanyahu won by a landslide. This means he'll stay put as the leader of his own political party. But keep in mind, he still has a long way to go before he'll be prime minister again. Voters decide that in March, which will be the country's third election in less than a year. Remember, Israelis will go back to the polls because the leaders were not able to form a government after the past two elections. To put it simply, they're in a political deadlock. Heads up, there's a food recall to tell you about at some popular grocery stores. Certain hard-boiled eggs sold at Costco, Walmart, Trader Joe's, and others are now recalled because of a listeria outbreak. And it's not just the hard-boiled eggs. Other prepackaged foods with these eggs as an ingredient are also affected. For example, Trader Joe's egg salad and potato salad. So far, CNN reports 7 people in 5 different states have gotten sick with listeria, and one person has even died. The illness can cause a fever and stomach issues, and it's particularly dangerous for pregnant women or the elderly. For a full list of the recalled products, you can find a link in today's show notes. One of the original co-founders of Uber is completely leaving the company. Travis Kalanick will quit the board of directors, and he sold off all of his stock. Which, by the way, CNBC reports his stake is likely worth about $2.5 billion, with a B. Remember, Kalanick was actually forced out as Uber's CEO a few years ago. He was accused of creating an unhealthy workplace environment. But he stayed on the board until next week. Kalanick put out a statement that he wants to focus on philanthropy and his new business. It's a service called Cloud Kitchens that rents out space to restaurants who want to focus on delivery. So actually, drivers from Uber Eats and others like DoorDash will be delivering the food. U.S. stocks are up with another set of records as we near the end of the year. The Nasdaq pushed above 9,000 for the first time ever yesterday. Business Insider says Amazon.com had a lot to do with it. The online retailer had record-breaking holiday sales, and Amazon stock jumped by more than 4% this week. In fact, a busy holiday shopping season seemed to help the Dow and S&P 500 close at record highs as well. All right, let's take a quick break for today's sponsor. Have you ever wondered why certain foods impact you differently than the next person, or if you're getting the right nutrients for your body? Well, Genopalette analyzes your genetics to help you eat healthier. Using a DNA analysis, they determine your optimal intake level for 24 hours of things like carbs, fats, and specific nutrients. For example, I learned I likely need more vitamins A and B6 than others, that I'm likely to be sensitive to gluten even more than I realized, and I metabolize caffeine quickly. It also includes the 85 foods that are healthiest for you based on DNA. So to learn more and get your report, go to genopalette.com. And if you've already provided your DNA to something like Ancestry, you can just upload that same data from them to get your report in a few quick steps. Just use the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. That's genopalette.com, spelled G-E-N-O-P-A-L-A-T-E, genopalette.com with the code NEWSWORTHY for 20% off your report. Now back to the news. Russia is testing its own countrywide internet system that would basically unplug it from the global web. There isn't a lot of info just yet about this new internet, but Engadget says it will likely give the government more control over what people can see and access online. It would be similar to what China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia already have. Of course, critics worry this will put people in more of a government-controlled bubble and restrict their free speech. Well, back in the U.S., the city of Baltimore says it's the first city to test out surveillance airplanes. It's part of a new pilot program meant to help police investigate and solve serious crimes like shootings, robberies, and carjackings. CBS News reports three planes will fly over Baltimore at the same time, covering about 90% of the city for up to a year. Officials will not be able to see faces, but they can use the planes to track movement and have evidence after the fact. The police department actually used something like this a few years ago, but in secret, which did not go over well. So this time, it's out in the open. Either way, civil liberties groups aren't happy. They say the planes are an invasion of privacy and will put everyone in Baltimore under constant surveillance. Testing is set to start in May. So astronauts on the International Space Station just got into the holiday spirit this week and baked cookies. But they did not get to eat them. The Verge says it was part of an experiment to test out a new oven on the space station to see if baking is even possible in space. The cookies themselves will remain sealed and sent back to Earth for analysis. On Earth, baking in a regular oven is simple because hot air rises and surrounds the cookies. But in space, hot air doesn't necessarily rise the same way, and cookies might not even stay on the pan because of the lack of gravity. The so-called zero-G oven is supposed to help with that. And by the way, the astronauts did get a few pre-baked cookies to actually eat. In just 1 week, Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker brought in $500 million at the box office, and the movie got a huge boost on Christmas Day. Variety says it brought in $32 million in the U.S. on Wednesday alone, the biggest Christmas Day showing since 2015. Jumanji: The Next Level took the second spot, while new release Little Women, starring Emma Watson and Meryl Streep, came in third. If you have a Christmas tree and you're ready to get rid of it, you can recycle it. CNN says you can throw the trees in your compost pile if you have one and they'll eventually break down, or you can bring them to places like Home Depot without the decorations on to turn them into mulch. Another option, if your tree still has roots, you can always replant it in your own yard. It also depends on where you live. Your community could be using old Christmas trees in creative ways. For example, a town in New Jersey uses the leftover trees to strengthen sand dunes, strategically placing the trees to help keep the sand in place. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for keeping the Newsworthy as part of your routine as we head into 2020. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode. Just find the links and sources in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com and click episodes. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.